Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, what's up, Detroit and all our global listeners? Thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network Station on yet another Thursday night open mic hive. I am excited about being here yet again this evening. Can't wait to have the poets come through and share their voices here on the show this evening. Even the, you know, vocalists, comedians, whatever talent you have, I am delighted to have you come onto the show and share your voice this evening. I want to send a quick shout out to all of those that are hanging out on the switchboard. Thank you for tuning in. All of those that are in the chat room as of now, thank you so much for connecting in and hanging out with your girl Poetic E and of course Mr. Stevie G that's coming in the room. So let me, he has arrived in the studio. And it's about to get off and popping here on the Thursday night open mic hive for the Poetic Energy Network Station. Let's connect our host in. Stevie G, how you doing this evening?
I'm good, baby. How you doing this evening?
I'm great, great. Glad to see another day. Glad to be
I'm
at another Thursday night open mic.
Glad to see another day, period.
Yeah,
God is
absolutely. Yes, he is. No complaints on my end on that. All right, well, we're just going to go ahead and get the show off and popping, and I'm going to quickly remind you, those who are hanging out on the switchboard, it's great that you're hanging out with us, but if you want to be heard this evening, select option one, and we'll know to chime you in. The number to call in again for all of those that are in the chat room is 917-932-8881. And let's just get it going, y'all. I'm going to play a quick track, and then I'll come back with a piece. And this is by Samaria Sarai. With her track "When I Am High," check it out, Detroit and our global listeners.
This piece is called "When I Am High." When I am high, relaxes my mind, posted to the ground. The THC, marijuana, resurrection makes me rise above ground. For when I am high, I love the sky. For when I am high, it shows my eyes. It's red with fluorescence. The mountains are high.
All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. That was Miss Amiria Sarai with When I Am High. All right, you know how we do here on a Thursday night, open my heart. We play, we mix it up a little bit. We play some music just for the fellowship and the and just the entertainment. And then, you know, we keep our artists in rotation, and then we have poets come through and, you know, blaze the mic. And so we're going to keep that momentum going here. And I am going to come. Someone wanted me to read a piece that I did a couple weeks ago entitled Stop the Abuse. So I am going to really do that one really quickly. I don't know if that person is here, if they're signed in as a guest or if they're on the switchboard. But I am going to read that very quickly. This piece is entitled Stop the Abuse. I became in tears with rage when I turned on the nighttime news the other day. The report said that someone's grandmother had been abused horrifically. Tears began to race down the mouths of my face as they began to display her eyes, cheeks, neck, and back, bruised by the hand of a teenage assailant trying to rob her of her Social Security check so he can get his next fix on some heroin or crack. Every inch of her body that they were able to show was bruised and colored with deep hues of black, purple, and blues. She was abused beyond physical recognition, so badly beaten her status was serious condition. And sadly, to add to the madness, she was also sexually abused. This alone made me blow a fuse. I mean, how could someone strike a senior citizen, beat them beyond physical recognition, leave them in serious condition, sexually penetrate them, violating the spirit of history, disrespecting the legacy of our ancestry? You are supposed to look to a grandmother for guidance and conversation and learn from her wisdom. Listen to the stories of our past history and not destroy the hierarchy of the family tree. The sanctity of a bond that is shared with the grandmother by raping her of her innocence and sanity, this demented behavior should not go unnoticed. America needs to stop looking missing. Better yet, just pay attention. We are losing the anthem of America. We are supposed to be the land of the free and home of the brave, not a country that is birthing savages nor raising up a flock of the deranged. We need to go back to the old landmark where we were taught to let God be the love, joy, and peace in our hearts and strength in our minds, where the family was taught to eat, pray, and fellowship together and not scattered and fragmented away from one another. The minds of the youth are being stripped away because of the lack of a family structure today. They are confused and lost and no longer being taught. The family structure has given up on them, no longer wanting to teach them in the ways that they should go. Now they are marching with the enemy, living life without dignity, disturbing the peace of their communities, abusing their freedom and privileges to walk in as free agents in the land of the free and home of the brave, choosing to remain mentally enslaved by the mental bondage of evil with no thoughts of sowing good. And the only way to stop this cycle, the only way to stop the abuse, is to noose evil by the neck and release it to its death. Take back the hearts and minds of my youth by teaching, leading, and being an example to them. Adapt to change, look back, and borrow from the wisdom of our history, our yesterdays, where we appreciated the wholesomeness of life and where we consistently look to the Almighty to lead us and guide us, marching to fight for what was right, and where we were obliged to live a righteous life. Change will not be until we bind and destroy the stronghold of the enemy, free the minds of our youth, and lead them into a life anew. If we just do our part by being a positive example, joining forces to fight for corrective change, then we can stop the abuse. And that's that piece. right.
Oh, hello. That was something, girl.
Somebody wanted me to redo that piece, so I don't know if they heard it. Keep it going in here. All right. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. And again, those are hanging out on the switchboard. We love you for hanging out with us this evening. Select option one to be heard, and we'll definitely connect you in because we definitely want to hear what you have to say. All right, we're going to take the very next caller on the line here. Caller from the 786 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is DC, the voice of reason. What's going on, people?
DC, where you been, bro?
I've been good. I've been doing a lot of writing in the lab and doing a lot of stuff that's coming up here in Miami. So I've been real busy writing and stuff. So that's basically, that's been it. Submerged in writing, that's all. All right.
Glad to hear your voice again.
I am going to debut this piece tonight. It's a new piece that I've never done. I'm going to see if I can do it.
Okay.
Do it. It's untitled, but, you know, everything that I do, I try to be effective with. So.
All right, and we know you do.
Just turn the mics up on your spirits and let your spirits receive it.
All right.
Go ahead, Dr. DC.
I can hear the drums of freedom celebrated in the womb of Africa, narrated through her eyes of resilience. And her heartbeat made us dance with tambourines that were made from the skins of her oppressors, for they know not what they do, because we were slaves planted in forbidden fruit that became heathens of the overwhelmed with a clenched fist. Directed by untitled tribulation, because only revelation resides within these lines of struggle. And I plead the fifth on being humble. And I wonder if freedom will ever credit redemption for suffering at the hands of strangers. And I am tired of God's existence has been bookmarked in randomly read pages, read backwards, submerged in sin, forgetting that he is the beginning and the end. Painted on walls of significance that mandated only to its believers, because God don't make cowards out of the chosen. And knowing that he is the instigator of my birthright allows my light to be the cure for dark places. And open mic stages has become my billboard to speak in silence. With unedited volumes, it become a problem to unbelievers, who become the masters of their own state with accelerated expiration dates. So love made God worth it. He became the pulse of my purpose, the catalyst of my praise, the integrity of the sun, the heartbeat of this drum. He is love without compromise. He is unread messages through faith-driven eyes. He is life. He is light. He is freedom.
Woo!
Man, you bring the noise.
You have the veins of my neck.
You are sorry.
Oh, you know we gotta show him some love for that.
Wow. You always bring it, bro.
DC, what I wanna say to you, my brother. You know you are effective when you have people's veins pulsating in their necks.
You are so awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're going to have to get up. Dr.
Paul,
we're going to have to transport you up to Michigan so you can doctor on.
Well, I whenever y'all ready for me, just let me know. I'll be there in a heartbeat. But I love this thing. I love y'all's show. I love poetry. I love the platform of poetry. I love the words. I love God giving me the words. And I just love poetry, period. This is my passion. This is what I love. And I try to do it in a spirit of excellence every time I do it. So because I know the significance of words and healing people and changing people and, you know, making people different than how they were when they came on the line. So, you know, that's why I do it. So.
Amen. Woo! Yeah, you definitely coming up here to Michigan for real.
You know I'll do it. You know I'll do it. So just let me know.
I appreciate you sharing and debuting that on our show. You know, we have nothing but love for you. And you're always welcome here, and you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of miss you, DJ.
Yeah. I got some stuff, you know, and you know, that's coming. I'm just going to just surprise y'all, so. It never stops. My pen never sleeps. So
let me tell you something. You ain't gonna surprise me. You have read, brother, was deep. So it ain't gonna shock me. Believe me, I'm gonna be prepared. I'm gonna grab the table.
All I gotta say is that. Just please keep doing what you guys do. We love your show. We love your platform for us and. We just thank God for using y'all for us and to where we have a voice. So please continue success and keep doing what you do.
Thank you, brother. All right, that was Mr. T.C., the voice of reason. Woo! All right, y'all, Detroit. Y'all heard it. Woo, baby G. He brought the fire.
Indeed. C is the man.
You know, that's DC. That is his marking. That's his calling. That's his anointing. And it's always a pleasure to have him. My
anointing is not following behind DC. Don't ask me if I'm ready to read. I got something, but I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
Oh, I'm scared.
we'll just learn from his wisdom and you know, kind of work on the delivery.
He's a deep brother, though. He really is.
Just learn from DC, the voice of reason. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. Definitely we have to keep our artists in rotation. And we're going to go along with another track from one of our dear artists from Detroit. This particular piece is What is Poetry by Key Air. And we'll come back with some more live poetry.
Superior, high quality, hot and intense writings. Hot like supernova, burning in space. Burning everything with no trace. Writings which transfer feelings, emotions, insight, like Spock using the Vulcan mind link. Bringing forth awareness of things seen and unseen. Words that paint poetic pictures in the recesses of the mind. With pastel colored words. Words that can be heard. Words that can be felt. So when I say, can you feel me? I'm really saying, can you really feel me? Can you dig me? Can you groove with me? Can you flow with me? Float with me on deep poetic oceans that descend many miles down into the subconscious mind. bringing forth change, enlightenment from ancient wisdom, long forgotten or chosen to be forgotten. Poetry from the true point of origin, wisdom moving along X, Y, and Z planes of space through the universe. Poetry inside of us all, ready to be birthed into the world, ready to send shockwaves and sonic booms in the hearts and minds of men, upgrading their programs. Are you feeling me? Are you computing me? Poetry, the antivirus, debugging hearts and minds from improper programming, getting garbage out from garbage in. Isn't it a sin how we let garbage into our minds, making it hard to find our way through fog-covered paths? Poetry, Kier's poetry, the fusion of spoken word poetry, hip-hop, and jazz. Poetry, taken to the seventh level, formed by creative sound waves, influenced by the great artists of the past, present, and future. Artists like Thelonious Monk, Billie Holiday, Charlie Parker, Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, Miles Davis, Quincy Jones, Count Basie, Langston Hughes, Gwendolyn Brooks, Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni, Sonia Sanchez, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, Run DMC, Jill Scott, Gil Scott Heron. Poetry sits on a higher plane of consciousness, far above nirvana, for poetry was there in the beginning, before time was time. At the point of origin, before creative sound waves were released into the universe to create the universe. Let there be light, out of sight. Poetry was there in the beginning, standing inside of God, right next to wisdom, ready to be released out into space. Poetic words for the human race. For poetry is spirit, because it came from spirit. So you ask, what is poetry? Open your spiritual eyes and see poetry.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. And this is our Thursday night open mic hive. All right, we've had so far heard some wonderful poets come through. And I guess my co-host is just going to step up to the mic and do what he do. So, Mr. Stevie G, the flow is rendered to you.
All right, name of my piece is called Explore Your Island.
All right.
I've been running around in search of something new, not realizing how ridiculous, because all I had to do was relax and chill, and every day I will find something brand new in you. But I just sat there and never explored that in every layer of your woman opens a brand new door. If you can get past some of the rough edges and dig a little deep, you'll notice the rough edges start to get soft and weak. And there you will find the jewels of success. But don't stop digging, because you'll find happiness in a relationship that's blessed. No one ever said relationships were an easy institution. It takes hard work to communicate through life's confusion. I'm finding out now that you can't trick your heart's feelings. No matter what your mind and body says, the shining light of your heart is just way too appealing. Most of my mistakes I made in life were due to following my mind, and I'm still regretting my bad decision. But the love of my heart is telling me you're going to follow me this time, and I'm going to do just that and follow that appealing light. Be a real man with my huge heart and do what's right. starting with a confession. I love the ground you walk on, boo. And this time, I'm going to make sure I explore every inch of you, never overlooking my island. Her name is you, beautiful inside and outside, making me write and say the things I do. I love you, baby. I really do. And that's my piece.
Oh, Jimmy G, that was so sweet. Yeah. That was Jimmy G on the mic.
Thank you for all the love.
Thank
you for
the putting it down. All right, CBG. Now, I'm going to play an old track of mine that I haven't played in some time, and then we'll come back and I'll read another piece. But I want to quickly remind you, Detroiters and all our global listeners, you are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Ms. Poetic E and CBG. All of you that are hanging out on the switchboard with us, all you have to do is select option one and you will be heard. But if you just want to hang out and just, you know, fellowship and just marinate on what's being said, that's okay too. Shout out to everyone in the chat room again. We love you for hanging out with us this evening. But with no further ado, we are going to play one of my pieces, I'm So Into You.
Unwrap me. With the warmth of your deep brown eyes, melt me down until you discover the core inside. I have a thing for you, and I don't know what to do. Daily I have lucid thoughts of you, but then I become so consumed with the thoughts of being with you. My thoughts quickly become haunting mirages of you. Secretly loving you is driving me insane. I think I even hallucinate others calling out your name. In the sky view, I think so highly of you. I admire you, and you are a distinct man of humble power. I daydream of you hour after hour. I take a shower. I try to go to sleep to adjust and take you off my mind. But in my dream world, the reels keep turning and every scene features you. I have a thing for you, and I don't know what to do. Hesitantly, I try to escape being consumed by you. I try to take in the beauty of the earth, but then I look up, and there I see the flow of your lyrics flowing in the cascades of the skies, and I am caught up in singing the blues. Infused by the chords of your music, I compose my own verses, borrowing lines from beautiful love ballads, creating a tornado of twisted love medleys. I am all over the place. I am constantly pacing the floor back and forth, racking my brain like crazy. Because I am so into you. My heart is aching, longing to be with only you. In my theatrical dramatics, I keep asking myself what to do with this love wrapped up in secret bliss. Do I unwrap her and reveal her, or do I give her a kiss? Bury her in her mummified clothes. Allowing her to be silenced to her grave is tearing me apart that you don't know how I feel. I am so scared to reveal this love that I feel. I guess it has to do with the way I was taught that the man should initiate the chase. but my heart is in a race to meet you face to face and match up the seams of our interface. I know you are made for me because each day I pray, I ask God for his guidance to lead me to the man that will be the other half of me, that makes me whole, that will love me unconditionally, protect me bravely, uplift me spiritually, hold me sensitively, and deal with me loyally and honorably. As I thumb through the pages of the dictionary, searching to define and get the authentic picture of such a man, I discovered there displayed was a picture of you. And everything about such a man is defined in you. I haggle with myself not to expose that my strongest desire loves you. The depths of my desire needs you, and the hopes of my desire want you, caressing and holding me so tight that there is no division or separation possible between us, not even to pass a slither of light. I must have you as the love of my life. But I am left torn hoping for you because I'm just too scared to reveal how I feel for you, everything about you. Have me knowing that there is no other man made more for me than you. Each time I hear your beautiful rhymes and the serenade of your soulful tune, I am simply lifted, and my soul is levitated above the clear blue sky. Because in the depths of the heavens, this is where God immortalized our eternal union as husband and wife. And I am sure that the one is you. I just got to muster up the nerve to open up my heart to you. I am so into you.
Let me do plug that book again, sister.
The title of that book is Trials of a Northeast Louisiana Child. The title of the poem is Life is Filled with Tests.
All right.
And they're available at many online retailers.
All right. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Y'all heard it on the Poetry Sheet Network section. It's Love Me Do.
Love Me Do.
All right, my dear sister, thank you for sharing your voice here on the show once again.
Okay, well, thank you.
Bye, Love Me Do.
Bye, Stevie G.
All right, we're going to keep the show going. That was Miss Love Me Do. You guys support her book on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. She got 9 out there, so check her out. Author Nicole Brown, a.k.a. Miss Love Me Do. All right, we're going to take the very next caller on the air. Caller from the 631 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic D and Mr. CVG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, it's Strong Island.
That's the ice
hey,
baby woman.
Hello.
How you doing? Are you going to make us ice you up tonight, or are you nice tonight?
We're going to see how you like it. Let's put it like that. It's going to be short, though.
Okay. Don't matter if it's short when it's you.
Well, this piece was actually inspired by... Well, this piece was actually inspired by, life events, I guess I'll say. It's called Scandal. And it goes like this. Eyes spying, cheating, hands touching things that don't belong, words speaking like they are being sung, reacting to these things before it's even dawn, having people wanting to be gone. Stop. Think. Don't just gravitate. Pictures everywhere because you just don't care. Wow. Now look at the smile that is on your face. Did you just try to disgrace me? Better yet, try to get me? Scandal. Scandal. That's all it was. That's all it is. That's all you want. A scandal. And that is that piece.
Yeah,
right,
sure, nice and fun.
I'm Miss Song Garden.
Thank you.
Connections.
You can actually find me on Facebook under my government name, Cindy Smith Jordan. I believe it's C Smith Jordan you find me under. And you can find me on Blog Talk for Strong Island 631. And I'm all over the place. Just put it that way.
You can find her at the ice house just burning up, melting all the ice.
Oh, no, I didn't bring ice tonight. I didn't bring fire tonight.
No, you was nice tonight.
Okay. We got 19 more. Thank you so much, Ms. Strong Island, for always coming through. We so appreciate you, sister. We got 19 more minutes remaining in the show, and we got some other callers on the line. So, all right. That was Ms. Strong Island holding it down on the Poetic Energy Network station. All right, we're going to take the next caller here. Caller from the 910 area code. You're currently on the air with Ms. Poetic G and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Tonight it's Speak Easy the Poet.
Yes, welcome.
What's happening, peoples?
What's up, Speak Easy?
Chilling.
What you gonna do for us, Speak Easy?
I got a piece called It Just May Sound Crazy.
All right.
I want to go out in the storm, deal with this inner pain, shed a few tears, camouflage them in the rain. Take a look at what's going on. We're in the last days, a precious young life going to a gun blaze. A crack pipe in a bottle, a long hit in a deep swallow. Not enough examples for the youth to follow. A mother did her best, went to work and prayed every day. trying to keep a child on the right path, but she still turns the other way. A baby with a baby, just another sad song. As the child comes along, the father's long gone. Another day of war, another lost life, another heartbroken proud parent, another devastated lonely wife. Innocent families overseas, caught up in between the supply for the oil and the demand for the green. A determined second grader, studying to get good grades, told me I want to grow up and be a doctor so I can save my mommy dying from AIDS. The prison population continues to increase. Some find a spiritual frame of mind and find freedom while serving time. An angel came to him in a dream, asked me what's going on. I said that song Brother Marvin used to sing still best describes everything. Because still we at war, still too many brothers dying, still the inner city blues, still too many mothers crying. Kids nowadays growing up too fast, learning more in the streets than what they do in class. Military troops shipped off to deployment. College graduates got a file for unemployment. Gay marriages on TV. More states fighting to make it legal. The homeless have nowhere to go. It's an ongoing sequel. A wife cheats on her husband for the fifth and sixth time while he swears up and down that woman's all mine. Tornadoes keep spinning. Hurricanes blowing through buildings. Teachers have sex with the students. Parents killing their own children. Republicans and Democrats can't agree on their views. The taxes go up a higher step and the economy falls deeper in debt. Ah, looked at the angel as he shed his tears sadly. He said we need a change and we need one badly. He said lead us into a prayer. I placed my hands in his. We prayed and cried together. He said how sweet it is. I said brother keep writing. Keep testifying about your pain. While you outside in the storm, outside in the rain. And no matter how hard it get, can't let it faze me. It just may sound crazy. It just may sound crazy.
Man, that was deep. I love that piece.
Wait a minute. Let me get some clapping up in here. Woo! My brother, speak easy.
Yes, ma'am.
Woo! That was a message, and I love that.
You put that down, bro. You put it down.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I would love to see you perform that piece live. Wow.
Matter of fact, I'm one of your friends on Facebook. I just put it on my profile page because I did it at a fashion show last Friday. It's on my profile page. Under John Waters.
This is John Waters.
This is John Waters. That's what they told me.
That's his government name.
How are you?
I'm chilling. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, I'm definitely going to reach out to you because I got something brewing. I would love to have that piece done on stage.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make that happen.
I'm ready.
All right. Thank you. So I'll connect with you with details soon.
Okay.
Thank you so much for sharing that piece with us this evening.
Thank you for doing what you do. Give me an outlet, you know?
Yes, sir. You're most welcome. Always welcome here on the show anytime. Love that piece.
Okay.
All right. That was Mr. Speaky.
All right, thank
you, Speaky. All right. We're going to take the next caller on the air. All right. Caller from the 318 area code. Are you coming back to the mic to blaze it again?
Yes, just love me do it.
Yes, love me do.
Hey, let me do you. You just couldn't stay away, girl. Huh?
Let me tell you something. Love Will Do got 9 books out. She got poems she can sit in here all night and do. Go ahead and do your poem, baby.
I have a piece called Negativity, You're Fired.
Whoa.
All right. Yeah, that was.
You're
Negativity, You're Fired. Positivity, You're Hired. Negativity, You're Spreading, but in the trash can, You're Heading. Negativity, You're Dreading, to ever see me happy or be the best that I can be. Negativity, you've lost your job permanently. Positivity, you have your position in me eternally. Positivity, you're indoors. Positivity, you're cooking a great meal that negativity can't steal. Positivity, doors are opening for me because you can see me smiling. Negativity, I'm shutting the door on you because I just don't want to see you. Positivity, you let me know I'm on one. Negativity, you are done. And that's that piece.
All right, negativity, you are done. You heard what Officer Nicole Brown, a.k.a. Love Me Do, just said. It's done. It's finished. All right. Love Me Do, we so love you. And you know what? I think everybody should say negativity, you is finished, you done, we don't want you. All right, everybody needs to walk in a positive life.
Negativity, you're a mean boss. Love Me Do will fire you.
Yeah. All right, now. Thank you, Miss Love Me Do.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. All right, we're going to render the floor to my co-host is coming back again with another piece of his. All right, Mr. Steve, the fight is yours.
This piece is called What's On Your Mind. I am writing today because passion pushes my fingertips to motion. I really feel wonderful about my display of words because writing captures the inner me and toys with my most sensitive emotions. That's why I'm able to convey despair and sadness and ignite joy and gladness and weather storms and multitudes and take on brand new attitudes. Capture thoughts by blueprinting a defined storyline, awakening your day with sunshine divine. I can also sing a song and compose the lyrics. That's why I'm singing this song to you. Can you hear it? I'm just writing away because it makes my day kind of like a kid in a candy store or in a park at play. On paper, temperaments can flare, and I can spark a short fuse. I can also determine who will win or who will lose. I'm enjoying my day, and I brought you along for the ride. Oh, I forget to mention, I can ink it, truthfulize. I can discourage or mesmerize. I can dream and fantasize. I can live or die. I can make it as tart as a lemon or as sweet as apple pie. I control and maneuver all of this, first through my creative mind, then through my arteries, down through my fingertips. Sometimes through my motivating lips, motivating her swerving hips. But most of all, these writings are gratifying to my soul, and every keystroke comes to life in bold. I'm happy now as I come to closure. I write for the love and not for the exposure, but I will expose among the creative minds with thought in mind that it's just our time. And that's my piece.
Oh, City G! Put me down!
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you know, when you read my piece,
huh?
I was imagining you on the stage, just you know, with all that swagger going on and just written, you know, making that piece flow like it's flowing. I love that, Stevie. What's up, Ed?
I'm glad you liked it. Thank you.
Timmy G got some mad swagger over there. All right.
Thank you.
You know, it's just, you know, it's one thing about Thursday night open mic. I so look forward to the fellowship and just the, just fellowship with everybody. I love it because people, you know, even if they don't call in to render a piece, they hang out with us, you know, on the show. And I so appreciate you guys doing that, all of you guys on the switchboard, all of you that are on in the chat room. We so appreciate your presence every time you come here and show us love here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We only have a few more minutes left in the show, but I have to let you guys know how much I love and appreciate you being here. All right, with that being said, we're going to play another piece, and then can you all guys off. All right, let's take it here with one of my favorite poets in the world. Again, I kind of love this piece because it's just a really healing piece. And this is Mr. Kyrie with Kiss Away Your Tears, and then we'll be right back.
I read a scripture that said, God counts every tear that a woman cries. Woman, if that's true, then the men who hurt you are going to pay for all the tears they brought to your eyes. And for years I stood by while watching you deal with different dudes who didn't deserve you. Men who deceived you and emotionally hurt you, leaving you to become a bitter, bruised woman with a broken heart. And woman, what if I told you I wanted to apologize for all the guys who told you dishonest lies throughout the years? What if I told you that I wanted to be the man who holds you while you cry, so I can kiss away your tears? Beautiful woman, I know you're tired of disguising your sadness behind a fake smile. Trying hard not to cry when you're feeling depressed. And in your eyes are crystallized tears, hardened by all the years of emotional pain that you've suppressed. An ocean of grief rages within your heart. And your belief in love is drowning in despair. And sweetheart, that piece of tissue won't wipe away your emotional issues. You need to be comforted by a man who truly cares. That's why I'm here. Because I recognize that a woman's heart is God's sacred vessel. And I'm tired of seeing you hurt by men who are verbally disrespectful and emotionally neglectful. And woman, weeping is not a sign that you are weak. Allow your heart to release those tears of sorrow and grief. And I vow to tenderly kiss away every tear that trickles down your cheek. And I know it's difficult allowing yourself to feel vulnerable, but I'm here to let you know you can let your emotions show. My job is to hold you and comfort you while you sob. Weeping is a way for you to emotionally detoxify. So woman, go ahead and cry. And I promise to be here to kiss away every tear that falls from your eyes. I know it's hard to let go of your past, but I want you to know there are brighter years ahead tomorrow. And weeping and forgiveness is part of the spiritual cleansing that will wash away your tears of sorrow. True healing starts within yourself. And forgiving those men who hurt you in the past is necessary for your own personal growth and health. So don't be ashamed to let your tears flow. Weeping washes away the grief when you're depressed. Woman, don't you know that crying brings emotional relief and tears contain chemicals related to stress? For too long, you've suppressed these tears inside. So put away your foolish pride. It's okay to cry when your soul is vexed. Allow me to kiss away your tears, and I promise my lips are softer than Kleenex. And you no longer have to conceal the pain you feel. Release the pain so that your heart can heal. Your heart is safe in my hands. The only tears I ever want to see you cry are tears of joy. And I will stand strong beside you. Never again will you cry alone. Never again will I allow your heart to be hurt by habitual liars who fail to acknowledge the beautiful woman you are. I will be your friend to the end. And although I'm not the man responsible for your agony and woe, I want you to know that I love you. Sweetheart, I just want to be the man who stands with you through the rain. Allow my lips to kiss away your tear stains until no more pain remains. Until no more pain remains.
All right, Detroit, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Network station. That was Mr. Kyrie with Kiss Away Your Tears. That's a beautiful piece, a very, very a purging piece, and just hit you right smack in the heart. Although I've certainly enjoyed the fellowship, Mr. CBG, always love you, my dear brother and friend.
You
my
are
partner.
You all. Thank
I
you,
love
baby.
All of you.
I feel the same about you.
Thank you, CBG. I'm not going to have my open moment and start crying. But it's just amazing just to, you know, just have people that you can connect with and you can love on them and without, you know, condition and all of that. You know, it's just a beautiful thing. So, again, I love all of you. And we have 2 more minutes remaining in the show. I just want to remind you guys to check out many of our other daily shows, Monday night, Miss Take Queen with Conversations with the Queen, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dr. Doris Motan School is on the line with Here's to Your Health. Wednesday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's Miss Strong Island holding it down on the Erotic Central Sheets open mic segment. Then, of course, Thursday night is Ms. Poetic E, myself, and Mr. CBG holding it down with the Thursday night open mic hype. And Friday is usually our open day for, you know, interviews or whatever we want on that day. And Saturday we have Brother Yeshua holding it down on the 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the afternoon with On the Way. He is just getting a lot of love for that particular show, the segment that he does. He does news and, you know, the Hebrew studies. And, of course, we have an open forum on Sunday, so we will be adding more things to the Poetic Energy Network station. And our tagline is where we are uniting voices and changing lives. That's what we intend to do on this show. Of course, entertain you also. But with that being said, please check us out on either one of those days and show all of our hosts some love. We have an intended purpose, and hopefully we are fulfilling that purpose. And with that being said, we love you. We love you. Oh, Twisting Words. Oh, you have to check us out next week, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, you're a little late, but that's all right. You showed up, and we appreciate you for that. But, you know, we have 2 more minutes remaining in the show. So check us out next week, and we will definitely welcome you with open arms. And we're going to take it out jazzy. This is one of my favorite songs. I always play this song to end the show. But Detroit and all our global listeners, all those are hanging out with you. Have a great rest of the evening and have a prosperous and good day tomorrow. Don't work too hard. All right. Do you have anything you want to add before we take it out, Jazzy?
No, I'll just have a good weekend, everybody, and catch y'all next week.
All right. All right. Well, it's time to say goodbye. But
now it's time to say goodbye.
Next week, y'all. Love you. Take it along with Remember with Mr. Yancey.
See you.